We're going to be reading a few verses tonight from the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Being a part of the family of God is truly a great blessing, because on this earth we know our progress is being made toward heaven, toward a place that is perfect, toward a place where all the faithful will be united forever. And yet here on this earth we need support and help and encouragement, and God gives us that through the Christian family. And here in Philippians chapter 2, Paul speaks about the brethren and the body and some things pertaining to what it needs to look like, how it should be. And this will depend upon the choices that are being made by each of us as individuals. And so let's look here at these first four verses and think about the application of these truths to our own lives and the consequences of living this way and the beauty that it brings to the body. So beginning in verse 1, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. So the picture of the body of Christ here is one where there is mutual concern, mutual care, and there is this attitude of mutual exaltation. You're exalting others, lifting others up, lowering self at the same time. Therefore, as we read these words and Paul, what he says here in this opening verse, if there's any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, these are things shared within the body, if any affection and mercy, these are dispositions of heart, attitudes, ways of treating one another, in fact, that will reflect so positively upon the body of Christ when this kind of disposition is seen among the members as we go forth in this world, and for that matter, when the world comes into our midst as well, and they feel the sense of oneness that exists, and this disposition that is described here among the believers, the fellowship of the Spirit, affection, mercy, all of these things are to be present within the body of Christ. And Paul says, as we, being a body of believers, can do what? Fulfill the joy not only of Paul, but you think about the fact that these words given by the Holy Spirit certainly reflects the joy that God has when this body possesses the kind of qualities that he describes here. Fulfill my joy by being like-minded. What does it mean to be like-minded? And how is that even possible? We would say in a society given over to everybody go your own way, let's be ecumenical, let's also tolerate what everybody does, and we will be a non-judgmental society. But in fact, true oneness is found not in that fashion, but it's found by looking to God's word and seeing what God has spoken and be united upon submitting to God's plan. And that's precisely what he has in mind here when he says, be like-minded. You don't solve problems by ignoring the way in which people are digressing away from God, but rather you solve problems by seeing any digression or issues that do not conform to the will of God and putting those aside and submitting to truth. Truth unites, and falsehood, the ways of men, in fact, is what brings division. Paul wants all of those who follow Christ to be like-minded. He says the second thing there in verse 2, having the same love. Having the same love. The love that we're to have, of course, is the supreme love as God has for us. And this is a love that is an unconditional one. It's one that is present even when brothers and sisters in Christ are having a bad day, and they might not be acting toward us as the love of Christ would require. And yet, our love is going to be that which reflects the patience, the mercy, the understanding that we all go through difficulties and that we will be patient with one another, that we will be long-suffering, have the same love for one another. It's to be always the love that is reflected from Christ. What else? Being of one accord, of one mind. This is reminiscent of what Paul wrote to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. And again, the way to find this oneness is uniting upon the truth of God's Word, casting aside our own selfish ways, not exalting our opinions above others, but rather in matters of faith, which is where we must be united, we will be one standing upon the Word of God without any compromise whatsoever. In matters of opinion, we will be generous toward others, and we will not insist on our own things being done. Let nothing, he says in verse 3, be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem others better than himself. Here is the way that certainly reflects a Christ-likeness. Jesus himself sought others. That was the heart of his mission, to seek and to save the lost, to give himself. And his ministry from day to day was about giving himself. In times of great work and great, there was so much to be done, so many lives to impact, souls to save, but also just the healing that he did, the teaching that he did. He spent himself every day doing for others. And this is the mindset that he wants us to implement as well. We don't do for others with the intention of getting in return. We don't do for others in the Pharisaic way that I'm doing this so others will see what I'm doing for you. But this instead is to be a selfless giving. Not for selfish ambition, but rather here's the disposition, lowliness of mind, a humility. Let each esteem others better than himself. When this attitude is present in our hearts, it helps us to be like Christ. It helps to eliminate and remove many of the problems that are faced oftentimes in relationships, even in the church, as certainly is what he is addressing here. And then he says in verse 4, let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. The selfless way of our Savior, which he speaks of in the following verses, is what we're seeking to imitate. Let us strive always to be a people focused on Jesus, of course, first and foremost, but also then when we look down to this world, it's not looking in the mirror at me, but rather we're looking at the souls around us, the people around us, and in what ways we can make an impact upon them for good. And a part of that is being selfless. You make a great impression upon people when you are a giving sort of person and a I'm concerned about you sort of person. They will listen to then the words that you need to speak, the truth that you need to reveal. It's the way of Christ and the way that he seeks for us to imitate him. This is the body of Jesus Christ. And as we consider these words and reflect upon our own contribution to the nature, this characteristic of the body within our own local congregation, do we measure up? Do we fulfill these words and these works? If we fall short, there are things we can do to remedy that problem, as we see here. May God help each one of us to be the kind of body of believers, individually and collectively, that Paul describes here that will fulfill his joy and no doubt the joy of heaven as well. As you think about your life tonight, consider this important point. The life that you have now is twofold, physical and spiritual. Addressing the physical part of life needs to be done. We take care of our body. We consider our health. But far more important than that is, am I right with God? Am I spiritually healthy? Am I on my way to heaven? Because if not, there are actions we must take. And those things relate to doing what God has revealed enables us to live forever one day. We want that. We want heaven as our home. We want the joy and the blessings that await us. We want the place that the Lord said he would prepare for us, John chapter 14. But that can only come about when we believe on Jesus Christ, that he's the Son of God, and turn away from a life of sin to one of submission to the Lord's will. If we will confess our faith in Jesus Christ and be baptized for the remission of our sins, we will have followed the plan set forth by God in His Word, demonstrated time and again when you read the book of Acts, people doing those very things, resulting in a person being added by God to the church, those who are doing God's will. And then faithfully living assures us of that place in heaven, because that's how you continue to access the grace of God through faith, by demonstrating obedience to all that God says. That's a continual thing. It's not an easy thing. And you as a Christian are going to be in the minority, but that's a good minority to be a part of. And the Lord always stands with us. Tonight we extend His invitation, and if you need to come, we encourage you to do that as we stand and sing.